The Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 25. Our Lady urges us to continuously adore God in spirit and truth.
My daughter, the faithful souls and children of the Church who know God must make no distinction of time, place, or occasions in the practice of faith and the other virtues connected with it. For God is present in all things and fills them with His infinite being. And in all places and circumstances, faith will enable them to see and adore Him in spirit and in truth. Just as preservation follows upon creation, and as breathing follows upon life, and just as there is no intermission in the breathing, nourishment, and growth of man until the end is reached, so the rational creature, after having been regenerated by faith of grace, must never interrupt the course of the spiritual life. Continually pursuing works of life by faith, hope, and charity in all places and at all time. On account of their forgetfulness and carelessness, the children of men, and especially the members of the Church, possess the life of faith as if they had lost it, allowing it to die for want of charity. These are the ones who must receive in vain this their new soul, as David says, because they neglect it as if they had never obtained it. I desire, my dearest, that thy spiritual life be just as continual as thy natural life. Thou must continue to lead a life such as is required by grace and gifts of the Most High, believing and hoping in the Lord, loving, praising, and adoring Him in spirit and in truth, no matter what changes there may be in time, occupation, or place. He is in all things, and He wishes to be loved and served by all rational creatures. I therefore charge thee that whenever souls come to thee full of this forgetfulness of their faults and harassed by the demons, thou pray for them with lively faith and confidence. If the Lord does not always fulfill what thou desirest and what they ask, He will follow His own secret counsel, and thou wilt have pleased Him by having acted as a true spouse and daughter. If thou faithfully followest my instructions, I assure thee that He will confer upon thee many special privileges for the benefits of souls. Consider what I did at the sight of souls displeasing to the Lord, and how zealously I worked for all, and for some in particular. To imitate and oblige me, do thou likewise work and pray for those whose interior becomes known to thee through the Lord or through other means. Admonish them with prudence, humility, and resignation, for the Almighty does not desire thee to proceed noisily, nor that the results of thy labors be always manifest, but that they remain hidden. In this He conforms Himself to thy naturally retiring disposition and to thy desires, and He seeks what is most secure for thee. And although thou must pray for all souls, yet thou must pray more earnestly for those whom the divine will points out to thee.